All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Almost cursed.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and usually after the ha cue, we just get into it, but you were rolling today.
Yeah, so. I almost cursed right away.
Fantastic. Way to start the show off on the right note.
Well, I got a bunch of stuff going on.
You're fired up about t-shirts.
I'm angry, and I got just a bunch of stuff going on.
Look out, Nick. If he's angry, duck and run, Chief.
No.
It's a perfect day to annoy him.
Just 1,000 different things. I got 1,000 different moving parts, and then Joel's screaming at me and staring at me.
It was mean mugging.
I did not scream at you once.
I'm trying to focus.
Not once did I scream at you. And two, you went into. I know how to read you when you go into non-multitasking mode. When you go,
right.
When the head goes down and the nose goes towards the keyboard, I could say something about your mother. I could say anything, and it is not going to change your mode.
You'd be like, "I banged your wife last night. Cool, leave me alone. I got it."
Yep. I'm still trying to read this because this thing's really pissed me off. Okay, well, we'll talk to you in about 5 minutes.
I am so bad at that though. Like, I'm.
Who are you telling?
I'm just telling you. I'm bad at like. I have so many things to do that I end up getting nothing done. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Where I'll do I'll start on this and then I get distracted and start on that. And then I never really get anything done. So when I finally do, okay, I'm going to sit down and do this, I have to like really focus because I do have ADD.
Yeah, it's called Adderall, sir.
Well, I mean, I've told you the story about taking that.
I forgot. What was it? Remind me.
It gave me depression. And
oh, yeah.
I,
you get all
like,
emo.
Yeah, I got all really emo. Like, I was like, I think my wife's cheating on me. And then, like, that's never, like, we have the most solid relationship ever. Now I'll find out she actually is cheating on me. But, like, it just made me weird. It made me emotional. And so I didn't like it. So it worked at first, but I couldn't keep doing it. So I just have to try to figure out ways to get myself to focus.
I'm not going to lie, though. It's not just you. I mean, as much as everybody says, oh, you just do radio. And obviously, we don't have like a full 9-to-5. But at the same time, we have responsibilities because we need to keep up with everything that's going on in sports. But I'm the same way. I could have 6 other things that I know are going on that I need to focus on at home. But it's like, it's hard to give any one thing like your full undivided attention for any more than a minute or two because I've got Taylor, or I've got Lisa, I've got dogs, I've got issues, you know, all these other things flying around me at the same time. And you're like, man, if I could just drill down on what I need from time to time, I could be so much more productive.
Yeah, for me, it's a little bit different because I've got radio and, of course, the show prep that comes with that on a daily basis.
Right.
And they tell you, you should spend, for every hour you're on the air, you should spend an hour prepping. Now, some of that just might be watching a game, but I don't count watching a 3-hour baseball game as 3 hours of show prep. Obviously, we have to read articles and do our due diligence on stuff and all that. So so you got that plus the 3 hours that we're here. And we're in the middle of the day, so it kind of sucks because it's inconvenient because I would love to have either the morning show or the afternoon show because you would have the rest of the day either way to get stuff done. Unfortunately, we don't have that. But, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I've got radio and the show prep that comes with that plus the show. I've got the TV thing and the weekly writing and writing sessions that we have for that. I've got the stand up and I've got to write for that. And then I'm trying to get scripting going and writing sketches and movies and acting classes and trying to figure out what's going on with this album and the manager. And dude, it's just like nonstop. And then I've got other projects that people want to kick off and do. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know what I really need is I'm just too broke to be able to afford. I need an assistant. Like, I really need an assistant to help me with some of the
money
mundane
that we
stuff.
Would pay an assistant for me, and then I could handle it all myself.
See, I wouldn't.
If anybody wants to do that, just get me a GoFundMe account, and y'all fill it up, and just I'm good. then
you will you be my assistant?
No,
I'll pay.
I'm not
you.
Trying to help you out. Oh, I'm saying instead of getting me an assistant, just give me the money that you would use.
What do you need? Just hire a dog walker. That's like one major thing off your list.
Right, but there's still so many.
You
more.
You hire a dog walker and a babysitter, Joel. You got nothing left.
Nope,
that's easy peasy.
It's not true. But my daughter has learned that phrase, by the way.
She easy peasy?
Yeah, but love and squeezy.
She says, oh, really?
At the end.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
But then she'll mix it up, and it'll be easy squeezy, love and peasy. And I'm like, where are you peasying that I don't know about? And we're out of diapers. Don't be doing that to me.
Yeah, I've figured out. I think I need, like, an assistant. And this is why I can see why people that really – because everything I'm doing is, like – it's like on a such a smaller scale than people that do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all minor compared to what other people do. But I see why people, because I always thought, how lame is it that someone would have an assistant? I get it now. I really get it because it can be invaluable. Like I forgot, you know, we were like last week, my hair is obviously not cut because I have a standing 10:30 with J-Ro at current cuts. Well, last week, what happened? We were going to shoot videos on Tuesday. They canceled. They moved it to Wednesday. All that was going on. They sent us the stuff late, so I had to prep for that. Completely forgot that I needed to be at the barber at 10:30. And he's calling me at 11 going, bro, where are you? And that's awful because that's a slot that he could have used.
He could have sold somebody else, yep.
So I'm just like, God, man, this is – I do that all the time now. It's real. If it's not on my calendar
– well, you do it to us daily.
How?
You forget we're here.
No. I'm here every day.
I know.
I just can't, like, this is why I show prep at home, too, because it's more advantageous. I can get more done there than if I come up here, because you know what happens half the time when we meet. Yeah, we BS. We're hanging out with people in the hall. We don't get stuff done. So I don't know. I need, like, an intern or an assistant. That's what I need. Maybe I'll go to Tyler and be like, hey, can I have one of the radio interns just to be my intern, my personal intern, like Raheel did that one time?
He did. I didn't even know he did that.
I didn't know he did it either.
But I think it was just half a joke, but yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be like, I want my own personal intern.
I know one thing. For the warning I gave you guys yesterday that there was no running water and no air conditioning, they've made up for it today. It's freezing in here, or it was, except for in the studio it's nice.
Right.
Which is crazy. And I hope y'all slept well, because, oh my God, there was a possum in our backyard last night.
What?
Yeah, so I'm sound asleep. Lisa gets up ready for work, and you know, I normally hear just out of the corner of one ear rolling over that Lisa's going to let the dogs out because she's up getting ready for work. All of a sudden, it sounds like an Iditarod. I mean, there's barking everywhere. And like, yeah, from all different directions. And, you know, from our bedroom in the backyard, I can basically can tell where the barks are coming from.
Mush.
All of a sudden, it's, babe, I need your help now. And I'm like, oh, God. So I go, running out of there. I go, what's up? She goes, well, I got to open the gate, but all the dogs are out in the yard, and there's a possum. I go, what do you got to open the gate for? She goes, well, the poor little possum can't get out of the yard, and I need to help him out.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, you're serious right now.
Now you got to six the dog.
So now I get all the dogs in the house.
Joel, did you watch the possum? Did you walk it?
She opens the gate, and then she goes, now go out there and see if he's on his way. I go, do you think I'm going to see in the middle of the night the possum? It's not like it has an owl with laser eyes. I can't see the possum. I can go out and make sure it's not in our yard so that we don't have a major, like, bloodbath. But that's, I was like, oh, my funny. God. Then I come in, and one of the dogs was so fired up that one of my buddies had sent Taylor one of the smaller cheese heads.
Oh, nice.
From Lambo.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, it's no longer.
Oh, they got
the dog was so fired up that it wasn't being allowed outside that it took the cheese head out of Taylor's toy box and just shredded it. So I'm like, well, before I go to bed, I might as well clean that up instead of having a first thing to do this morning. So by that time I'm laying in bed, she's showering, getting ready for work. Everything's good. The dogs are all sleeping and I'm staring at the ceiling going, well, here I am. No sleep for me. Yay.
So you're in a good mood.
Yeah, so second cup of coffee. You will be too. Yeah, there it is right there.
So that means you're going to fart and be extra.
It's possible.
Oh,
yep.
That's my favorite time.
Then Nick, who always beats me on the way to getting out of the station and getting home.
I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah, no.
That sounded sexual for a second.
I'm not isolating that.
I got out of the station quickly yesterday. But I still, because even if I get out first, Nick always is the one that goes racing by me about halfway down the highway. So all of a sudden, I'm making great time. I'm going to be home early. And then I start seeing brake lights. And so then I start going on my nav, and I start looking, and there's nothing yet. But I see a big flashing sign that says, accident at Derry Ashford and 59, major delays. So I'm like, well, why isn't anything popping up? So luckily, I called Lisa. Last minute, Lisa said, oh, yeah, it looks like on the news. An 18-wheeler flipped over and lost gasoline, and they shut down the entire highway. No one's getting by. And so at the last minute, got off on the exit to Highway 90 and got around it. It still took me like an hour and some to get home. I'm sitting at the table writing my sports map article, and Nick texts me and goes, bro, you still caught up in all this? And I'm like, what? He's like, it's been an hour and 20 minutes. I got so tired of it, I just went to Hooters.
It was an hour and 40 minutes.
That's why you were texting us from Hooters.
Yeah.
It took me an hour and 40 minutes to get from the station to 59 in Kirkwood, bro.
Oh, that's ridiculous. God.
I would have been so pissed.
Oh. I was livid.
Actually, you know what I would have done? I probably would have just pulled over to the side of the road, parked, and since we carry our laptops, I probably would have just pulled out my laptop and started working. Honestly,
where are you getting the internet from?
Your phone. You just a hotspot. Yeah. Damn that.
So then Nick says to me, well, I just got I found a back way, but I'd have to leave now. And I'm like, wait a minute. How's the scenery? He's like, good. I go, stay. Stay right where you're
at. I was already there for an hour. I had already made the decision. Then they had this deal where like you pay one price and you get all eight wings as long as you're there. I'm like, all right, sign me up for that. So I had like 20 wings from Hooters yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, you said that you asked about the
scenery.
The talent, the scenery, and it was good?
Yeah, it really was.
Really?
I was surprised because it's usually been a down.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks has like completely crushed them in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that they were like,
they were slipping.
Yeah. Like their standards got lowered. Like, they got, like, ever since that dude tried to be a Hooters waitress, they were like, okay, we'll compromise. No dudes, but we'll get ugly chicks. No dudes, we'll just get, like, you know. But we're not going to change the size of the shorts or what they cover.
I thought while Nick
was
there.
Which is also an issue sometimes.
Based on what you were talking to him about yesterday,
I
thought.
And then they still have the leg warmers and those old LA Gear tennis shoes. They're awful.
Charlie Pililo shoes. but while he was there, I thought he might be able to pick up a pair of shorts for training camp. When you were talking about the running shorts yesterday, I'm like, boom.
Joel, that's a great idea.
Right there.
Nick, listen, every good radio show that takes it to the next level, they do it because of a gimmick. And so what I need you to do.
All right, we're going to break right now.
Is get you some Hooters shorts and a Usual Suspects t-shirt.
Not happening.
Go to training camp. And then just ask the most flamboyantly worded questions.
Can you tie up the suspect's t-shirt in the front?
Like, nope. How many balls do you think you guys will have this year?
No, how many balls have you dropped already?
Yeah,
have fun with this because it's not happening.
Well, it's either that or put a barrel over you and call and ask where ass water is.
Are you talking
about that's been done. That? Remember, that was done. That's what Josh Ennis and Jim Mudd did. Yeah.
You know what? Never mind. That didn't work out real well for them. We'll look.
We're underway. It's the Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Yeah, boys, that means it's Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. We got to figure that out as well. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HR&P Listener Line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. Let's do it, suspects. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday right here on ESPN 97.5.
Jump around. Jump up and get down.
ESPN.
97.5.
Hey guys, if you're not using GetUpside, do me a favor and put it on your phone right now. Go download it. It's super easy to do. It's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. And I'll tell you why. Now, first of all, when you download it, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because what GetUpside does is get you cash back for stuff you're already buying. Every week you put gas in the car, right, or the truck. Yeah, well, wouldn't it be nice to get some of that money back into your pocket when you do it? Well, that's what GetUpside does. Same thing with food. You go out to eat, maybe you go grab a burger or you get some Popeye's chicken or maybe you want to go have some Mexican food at Cyclone Anaya's. Well, now you can get money back for those meals and you can get up to 35% back when you eat and buy your meals through the GetUpside app. And there's over 100 locations around the city of Houston to do that at. And when it comes to the gas, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city. Guys, this is real money. It's legitimate. I'm telling you, I've tweeted it out where listeners have sent me screenshots. So this isn't something where you're like, well, I don't know. You're going to get real money, your money, back in your pocket every time you use the app because these businesses want your business. That's why they've partnered up with GetUpside. So it's a win. win-win for everybody. They get your business, you get some of your money back, everybody's happy. So don't be crazy, man. Go put GetUpside on your phone, and don't forget my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, so you can get a little bump on your first fill-up through the app. And once you start using it, start getting that cash back, and you know what to do. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started in the first half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city on a Tuesday. We know it's way back Wednesday tomorrow. We know you have ideas. We are open to listening to them. We don't know what Nick will choose or when Barry and I have to step in and actually get the deal done.
Get it done. See, if I had an assistant, I could just be like, hey, come up with a theme for our show every Wednesday. I feel like this is what the intern should be doing. How come
hey,
we don't?
Hey, Barry, it's your assistant, Trey.
I no, disagree with never that. Gonna happen. Disagree
How
with that sentiment.
What?
Because then they're going to be annoying about it. Nope.
Dad, no, it's your son. I'm your assistant.
Here's what you do. You just say, you know what? Give us 10 ideas every Wednesday. Every Wednesday we want 10 ideas, and then we'll pick one. We'll pick the two or three best, and then we'll figure it out.
I really don't want to deal with these thirsty hoes, to be honest with you. I don't.
Wow.
I don't want to do it.
Who's interning for us today?
I don't want to do it. I do not want interns involved at all.
You're lazy, so you need it because you don't do it.
Dude. I come up with a theme every year.
Every year.
No,
every
you're
year.
Right.
Once
no, you're
a year.
Right.
2012 last
let's
week.
Let's go backwards.
Or
from
2009 or whatever the hell it was. And then it was 8, which was a fantastic year. Then it was like 04, 05, which was another fantastic
lazy.
Year.
In no, that's because you lost track of where
and
you were.
And then 03, whatever.
And skipped 2 years.
It was great.
No.
Terrible.
We had great music like Jay-Z.
We'll do it. Yeah, we'll get the interns. We'll just ignore him.
I strongly encourage
really
that we
what
do
it
not
should
do this.
Be is it should be him with the intern and we over here Cadillacing. But no, we got to reverse right. this.
I've got a theme
He's
for tomorrow.
Gonna, what?
1999.
Okay, get no.
That's,
see? It's literally
and we've already
the
done it.
Laziest idea yeah. and theme.
But
ever.
It's called Way Back Wednesday. It's about bringing back music from the past.
Like, right, way back in the day when we discussed this idea, you were going to participate in the theme process.
Didn't I email you guys like a massive list of Way Back Wednesday themes and you guys chose not to use any of them?
Nope. FBI. Like,
did I do an FBI theme? I don't remember that. How can we derive songs from
like,
an FBI theme?
You were like, hey, what about songs that talk about the FBI? I was like, yeah, like one song. Mentions the FBI. I believe it was Public Enemy. Oh, and then there was the NWA
There's
song.
There's got to be more rap songs about the FBI.
Two songs. You were like.
Or FBI in the lyrics.
And you were like, you're right. And the text, it even had a tone to it. You're right. I do remember that. We'll come up with something, even if I have to go talk to the intern without you seeing it. This is.
Telling you, bro.
I think your son would be your perfect assistant.
I know. I don't think that's good at all.
Trey would be
think,
on top of everything.
I think
he's
you would
healed.
Like to see that, but he's not
Did
good at that
Did you see him
stuff.
Last night on Twitter?
No.
He lost his mind because the new car broke down.
Uh-huh.
And he literally had 5 F-bombs in a one-sentence tweet on Twitter.
Mm.
And he's like, but this never happens before. I'm like, what? You losing your mind emotionally or the car breaking down? He's like, the car. I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure that you've had some outbursts on Twitter when things don't go your way lately. He's like, yeah, I'm working on
He's
it.
He's pretty emo. Somebody said, it sounds like a lot of boo-hooing going on over there. Did you guys have French cries for lunch? Oh, I should just block you for that corny-ass
Seriously.
Joke. That
Goodbye.
Was corny. Possums are awesome. They kill rats and snakes.
Mm. My dogs kill them if you're not careful.
So you shouldn't have gotten rid of the possum. And then they said, I learned the hard way. I killed one at my house because he got in the trash. 2 weeks later, rats in the garage. Okay. So you're going to have rats now.
Look.
At least they're going to be like, Joel, we got to go walk the rats.
I've told you people, she saves bugs in the house. She's like, babe, don't kill it. Capture it in a solo cup and get it outside. I'm like, it's a bug.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anything to die.
There'd be a lot of lying in my household because I would just tell her, no, I didn't kill it.
Oh, and
be
if like, I'm having a bad day and she's pissed me off, I just get a rolled up newspaper and go, pow. Well, yeah. Too late for that.
Got time for that nonsense.
Right in front of her. And she's like, did you just? I go, well, you know I did because the thing's laying there right there, dead at a doornail on the counter, and I do not care.
And then he sleeps on the couch.
It's a fly.
Yeah, I like that he talks tough right now.
Oh, no.
If she was here, he'd be like, I would.
Nope, and she knows it too because we had fun with the whole round table we did with AJ's comment. Uh-huh. She's like, if he only knew what happens at our house. I was like, yeah, but you know what? We humor Sergeant Sensitive and we just go on. So.
Those seem to be pretty popular.
Yeah, though. They did really well.
I think everybody enjoys kind of
the interaction,
having a little fun with it. Yeah,
the bloopers, yeah. Which were all on me.
Somebody said, hey, Barry, what about songs with milk in it? No, as much as
and that, my idea is bad?
As much as fun as that would be, I don't think that we could find, like, I don't think Milkshake by Khalees even came out prior to 2000. That's the only song.
Might I have.
What other
no,
song?
No, remember, it's 09 now. It was, or 08. We changed the year.
Remember? Oh, that's right.
So it would count.
It's 10 years. So, yeah. All right, let's do it. We got one. I got one. There's no other songs about milk, is there?
Exactly. What are you doing?
You can just do all the songs off of Cream albums.
I mean, seriously.
Does that count? No? You could do songs by Michael Jackson, because no.
No, don't.
Let's not
I
do
almost
that.
Made an inappropriate
almost,
joke.
Almost. Or, okay. It's a good one right here.
2%? Never mind. Never mind. At least I didn't say half and half.
You just did.
Oh, my bad. That's on me. I got to be a
good song
host.
Right here.
That's a very good song.
All right. We're going to continue as we roll into, what are we, 24 hours thereabouts before the trade deadline. Rumors flying aplenty all over the place. And some in football, too. And guess what? None of them looking real rosy for your Houston teams just yet. But there is time. So we'll talk about a bunch of stuff. And if there's something off you want to get off your chest that you've had on your mind, give us a call. 713-780-3776. You can text that number as well. You can hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half hour. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
30 minutes into the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel at the Gal Media Studios on a Tuesday in the big city. Hopefully y'all are having a great day. Lots going on here. We know camp is in full force for the Texans and every other NFL team. There's some signings and things that are going on there that we'll get to in a bit because some of them involve players that Barry and I have mentioned as targets the Texans should have, but baseball trades are and rumors are of the essence right now until we get to the deadline tomorrow, 3 o'clock Eastern.
And boy, it's crazy out
there. Yeah, Astros in the middle of seemingly every discussion that people are tweeting about, but there is news all over the place. The first comes from the Mets, and that Ken Rosenthal is reporting that Noah Syndergaard is supposed to pitch for the Mets tonight. They haven't made an official announcement yet. But they have Ervin Santana was supposed to be their AAA starting pitcher tonight. They scratched him from his AAA start with the thought being he's going to be sent up to the Mets to pitch tonight because Syndergaard will be traded today. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on because that's one of the targets that supposedly the Astros are involved in.
Yeah, so I thought what it might make the most sense is like I'm on the MLB Trade Rumors Astros page and I'll just give you the headlines because it basically summarizes all of the action surrounding the Astros right now. So I guess the first and foremost takeaway, if you're an Astros fan, is they're very active right now. Yep. They're not sitting on their hands. Jeff Luhnow is working the phones diligently to try to make something happen. So going all the way back to, I mean, heck, the 28th, and actually there's an article on here on the 27th about Trevor Bauer, but let's skip that for now. But on the 28th, they talked about that the Astros are reluctant to deal Kyle Tucker for Noah Syndergaard. So that could be a problem, that they're in the hunt for Martin Maldonado now that the Cubs are shopping him because he's a luxury now for that team. Astros among the teams interested in Robbie Ray.
Diamondbacks
pitcher. Zach Wheeler rumors. Astros increasingly seen as the favorite for Zach Wheeler, and that has been the hot and heavy rumor for a while now. Trey Mancini. First baseman and left fielder drawing interest as well. Astros, Rangers, and Rays are all interested in him, and it wouldn't hurt my feelings to add that bat to this lineup.
Young kid,
especially
yeah.
if you could, you know, put him at first base or left field or DH. Just depends on what you have to give up for a kid like that. But that
Imagine
wouldn't hurt
him
my feelings.
And Yordan somewhere in the lineup.
It's crazy. If you swapped out basically Tyler White for Mancini. That's a win. Huh. That's a major upgrade at your first base DH position.
Save on material anyway.
Damn. Astros Giants engaged in talks on Madison Bumgarner, and engaged is in quotes. Mm-hmm. That's from Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports. And then the latest on Matthew Boyd, pitcher out of Detroit for the Tigers. Astros still having discussions. That's according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today. So... it says that he might stay put, but that the Astros are still talking. The problem, the sticking point there, as is the sticking point with most deals right now that the Astros are doing, Kyle Tucker. It seems like every team wants Kyle Tucker, yep. and Jeff Luhnow's like, nope, we're not sending
And that's
Kyle
why
Tucker.
Last night Wheeler's name became more prevalent than Syndergaard, because with the Mets, you wouldn't have to give up one of your top two prospects to get a guy on a rental for Wheeler as much as you'd have to give up one of those two guys in dealing with a Syndergaard. Now, the other interesting thing that I saw was that Ken Rosenthal reported that the Angels are getting more and more interest on Jonathan Lucroy. How bizarre would it be wow. if the Astros, in a search for a backup catcher or a frontline catcher for that matter, we don't know, but if they would end up bringing Lucroy here after the collision with Jake Marisnyk caused all of that stir-up, dust-up, and Twitter beef, that we saw a month or so ago, we were kidding in the back about, would you greet him with like a Jason mask on, or would you, you know?
I wouldn't greet him any crazy way. I for sure wouldn't do
yeah,
that.
I would have, if nothing else, I would have Jake greet him with like a big welcome package and yeah, be very nice to him.
A very big I'm sorry.
Martino on Twitter, by the way, blue check mark baseball writer, that says he's hearing the Astros are more in on Trevor Bauer than Madison Bumgarner.
There's just so much. You just don't know who's... This is as bad as it was in the basketball offseason. Yep. It feels like everybody's got a source, and no one will say who it is. And then everybody is coming from a position of being a, quote, expert. But you just don't know. I mean, you think about that. Half of the rumors that we heard in the basketball season, none of it happened. And it's already started that way in baseball. When you talk about, I mean, Anthony Davis to L.A. to the Lakers happened, right? But everyone, it looked like Kawhi was going to stay put. And then all of a sudden, he and Paul George, which no one was
Paul George
rumoring.
Was the Paul really George out of left field.
Yeah, that yeah. was.
Then, right after that, the domino falls that Russ now is out and comes to the Rockets. So that was a shock for everybody. So all these moves, the Brooklyn move, the Nets getting KD and Kyrie, like that. That was kind of a shock to everybody that those two teamed up. So it's funny because we didn't even learn a lesson from that, where we just kind of chill. We're all like, ooh, let's talk about, we've talked about DeGrom and he hadn't even been mentioned again.
Why I feel like names like Matt Boyd and Robbie Ray, those are names like in the event all those other bigger names don't go down.
Yeah.
But I think the Tigers are one of the teams that said, too, that they want one of the top two frontline prospects of the Astros if they're going to give up a guy like Boyd to them. So that's the thing that they have to be aware of. Luhnow has been very, very, very frugal in terms of having discussions that involve either one of those guys. So if you take that into consideration, then you have to look at the guys that are either rental or aren't considered to be top-line starting pitching or unproven in the case of some of the guys on the list. But when you look at it, you know, I don't think that Noah Syndergaard's going to, or Jacob DeGrom. You're going to have to give up one, if not both.
Well, and I think, too, what you have to balance is rental versus short-term team control and long-term team control, and all that's going to matter, and all that's going to factor into what you give up.
Right.
Like if you give up, if you go out and you get a Madison Bumgarner from the Giants, he's an unrestricted free agent next year. So it is strictly a rental in the case of Mad Bum. Like it is a 100% rental, and then he becomes a free agent. If you go out and you get a Matt Boyd, you've got 3 more years of team control. So now you're thinking, well, if you're high on the kid and you think he's worth it and he's only 28 years old, maybe you do give up some prospects if you feel like he's going to be your future one or two. So all of that is going to factor into the deals and the decisions that get made. And just to wrap it up, Noah Syndergaard has 2 years left of team control after this year. Robbie Ray has a year left of team control. And Zach Wheeler is an unrestricted free agent. So all that to keep in mind as you figure out what deals to make and who might be the best
fit. And the crazy thing is, 2 days ago we were talking about the fact that amongst all the people that could be on the move, that when you look at Zach Greinke, he could be a guy.
Yep.
And now no one's talking about Zach Greinke.
Yep.
His name has fallen off the list, and other names have been pushed to the top of the list. So it'll be interesting to see. By the way, if your sources include being tipped off to the Astros being interested in a Boob Gardner, then you know that Barry Warner gave you the tip.
No, yeah, that's true.
I hear the Astros, Joel, are trying to get Madison Bumgarner. Nope, Barry, there's no such thing as a Bumgarner. Well, there is, but it's in porn. So let's not talk about that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I mean, that's the thing. I could not. You know what? I could see a scenario. Here's the thing. I could not see a scenario where Trevor Bauer comes to the Astros. I just don't think, and I've talked about it before, the clubhouse aspect of it, with two different guys. But I could see Jonathan Lucroy coming to this team and really helping them out because he's been a pretty good hitter his whole career. He's been a pretty good receiver for starting pitching. And again, if you're going to split time with Chirinos, I'm good with that because Max Stassi might be the greatest guy in the world. It's kind of like the Tony Kemp factor. You know, everybody said Tony Kemp is just this incredible clubhouse guy, great dude, everybody's best friend. I get all that. But if he's not hitting and not producing and this team is all about now.
Hank Conger was the same way.
Yeah, good point. So with that being said, Chirinos is a good dude. Stassi's a really good dude. Stassi, there's no room for you. Chirinos at least has a value defensively, leadership-wise. But if you could have your two catchers be Chirinos and Lucroy, and they've spent a lot of time in the division already to know the pitching staff, I'd be happy with that.
I just don't know if the Angels do that move in the division too. I mean, why would they, you know?
They did it last year with Maldonado.
Yeah.
They sent him to the Astros. So if they know they're out, I don't think that bothers them. Mm. Now, like, I think there's a little bit more to it if you're the Rangers. Rangers aren't going to do anything to help out their in-state rival in the Astros. But obviously the Angels have proven with the move from Maldonado a year ago. I mean, and I ask you, do you want Maldonado back or do you want Lucroy?
That's a tough decision because you know what you're getting in Lucroy at the plate, although his skill set has deteriorated a little bit.
Maybe not as good defensively.
That's why he's bounced around. He's average.
His arm isn't as good as Maldonado, but maybe as a defensive catcher, he's better.
Yeah, I think the way he handles the staff and the respect that he would get. I think, you know, Maldonado is better defensively, but Lucroy is probably better at the plate. I would have to look at the numbers. But you get that sense without staring and breaking down all their statistics. So, you know, I think it just depends on what they feel like they need more. Do you just need a guy do you have enough bats in the lineup? Or do you feel like you do need to improve offensively at that position because it is a liability with Chirinos? So that might factor into it. I right now, as much as you keep hearing Maldonado's name pop up, that's what I would be more, that's what I would be leaning towards.
If it were going to happen, he knows the culture of the locker room. He knows the pitching staff.
Yep.
He had the confidence of the pitching staff. I think that's an easy one for the Astros as long as they don't have to give up much to get him like a low-level prospect. Fine. And whatever the Cubs had to give up to get him from the Royals, then kind of meet him in the middle or whatever, or, you know, work something out. I think that deal is more likely than not to happen.
Yeah.
I would be interested, though, again, to see what they end up with from a starting pitching perspective. Because like you, I mean, look, I kind of get it where Luno's coming from. But again, we go back to the discussion that AJ's had, that you've had, I've had, we've all talked about. You're trying to win now. The same reason why you want an experienced major league catcher as your backup. You want to win now with a pitching staff and proven major league ball players. Yeah, you've got prospects that people want, but we've seen how that's worked out with Derek Fisher and Martez and guys like that. All these guys that used to be, from year to year, they're at the top of the Astros list and all across baseball. Hey, these guys are top 100 prospects. And a year later, we're looking at for them on the back of a milk carton going, what the hell happened to so-and-so? So if you're trying to win now, those are the kind of moves you got to make. You mortgage the future a little bit for a better opportunity to win now. And I think that's where the Astros should be.
So I think while you were saying that, I pulled up some of the statistics, and it kind of bears out what we said. Maldonado, from a defensive rating perspective, he's factored in at a zero right now, which isn't awful, because Lucroy right now is a negative 0.7 on his defensive rating. He was minus 0.3 last year. Maldonado was a 1.3 last year. I'm sorry. He was a 0.3 last year. He's been a 1.3 since moving from KC to Chicago. But so he's better defensively. And then if you look at their offensive numbers, obviously Jonathan Lucroy hitting 237, seven home runs. He's got 30 RBIs. Maldonado not far behind in the home run department, but he's hitting 217 and he scratched out 17 RBIs. So you're getting a bump in one area versus the other. So I think it just depends on what they think they need.
And I think the main thing is,
and you already have a good defensive catcher in Chirinos.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and the main thing is, both the guys we're talking about have better overall skill sets than what we're talking about with Max Stassi.
Oh, no doubt.
So even if an injury pops up, you feel more comfortable putting a veteran like Maldonado back out there than you do relying on Max Stassi.
And his 170 average.
And
or whatever it is now.
So, with that being said, baseball talk there, football talk coming up as well. Lots of other things on the list, but if there's something you want us to get onto our topics, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more in hour number one. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We had talked baseball. I'm sure we will continue to talk baseball in and out throughout the show as we get closer to the trade deadline. The other thing I was hearing, Barry, on the baseball aspect of things is the fact that general managers and executives alike do not like this new singular deadline at the end of July. And they're saying that, for the most part, the number one argument is there are a lot of teams on the fence that can't decide if they're going to be buyers or sellers, and if they have a legitimate chance to get a wild card or playoff spot, as opposed to planning for next year. And if they could push it back, if there's only going to be one deadline, to mid-August at the earliest, it might get a more definitive, clear cut for teams' decision to go, we're sellers, we're buyers.
But I think that's the point, right? Like, it's going to make teams make a decision to be in it or not in it, and hopefully the competitive juices are flowing and more teams want to try to be competitive and you know, chase a wild card as opposed to giving up.
Well, but there's a lot of teams that feel like that's too, end of July is too early for them, and they want it changed. I think in a lot of ways, this is a lot of the same people that said, look, there were people that had the red ass about the Astros pulling the trigger on a late August deal on a guy like Verlander who ends up being a difference maker.
But he's got to clear waivers. Everybody had a chance to claim Justin Verlander. So nobody should be bitching about that. If you wanted Justin Verlander that bad, you had the opportunity to claim him on August in August when he cleared waivers. So that excuse doesn't fly.
It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out, because there's always backlash after the season, and especially the teams that feel like they got fleeced or they screwed up are not going to be the ones that love the deadline. They're going to be the ones that have the biggest amount of complaints.
Well,
so we'll see what happens. I did want to mention, coming from a baseball perspective, kind of changing gears to football, I believe the Texans are off today, so that's nothing to talk about there. But another guy we had on our list, of potential guys the Texans should at least kick the tires on and see if he's got anything left. Donald Penn, offensive lineman, veteran, signing with the Redskins, according to reports. So the only way the Texans save face there is that means they feel like Trent Williams is not going to be with them. Let's trade him to the Texans and get this thing done.
It's weird because I Googled his name when you told me initially at the break, and 3 hours ago there was a article that said Penn was headed to the Redskins for a one-year deal.
Yep.
2 hours ago, Penn was set to meet with him.
ESPN on the ticker on the bottom line backing it up, saying reports say Donald Penn to sign with Redskins. So, you know, again, it's not final until the ink's on the paper. But all I know is all the rumors don't have anything to do with the Texans.
Yeah, and that's the part where you just got to be scratching your head because the Redskins had to do something because of the Trent Williams holdout. So right. They have to, you know, poop or get off the pot, so to speak. So I think it's a good signing. And if you do get Trent Williams back, well, now you've got two legitimate tackles that you can do something with, and you can flip one for a draft pick or something like that. So it kind of makes sense in a way. But
I'm sure their general manager's been calling Donald Penn's camp. They'd have to have a general manager.
The disappointing part is, if we're not hearing about it. That doesn't mean that there weren't inquiries. That doesn't mean that, but they've got cap space and he's got, options. And it wasn't like they had to work a trade. It was he was a free agent. So
the other interesting thing that I put up for you guys to discuss as well is the fact that yesterday there was a report that the Redskins quietly, although it got out, don't believe that they are going to have Trent Williams ever play for them again. So if that's the case, whether it be because of the medical issues that he had and the negligence that he felt like the Redskins medical people put him through, there was a cancer scare on his part that had the Redskins worried. Regardless, if this is a marriage that's over, just put him out there. He lives in Houston. He's got a business here in Houston, co-owner of a gym. He loves Houston, and obviously the Texans are in need for offensive linemen. This guy, you hope he's still got something left in the tank, but his resume speaks for itself. Let's go out and see, at least have discussions about what could be done to bring this guy home and give a big boost to an offensive line that sorely could use him.
I don't know, though, if that part about he's from Houston. Now, having a business here, I think, might factor into it a little bit. But I don't know that athletes, outside of making decisions or factoring in stuff like state income tax or no state income tax,
right?
I don't know if being from Houston, unless you're in the twilight of your career.
Well, he lives here. He's not from here. But in the NFL guys that I talked to that know him well said that at the top of his list would be to be able to play here in the city in which he lives, where he feels like he could make a difference for that franchise as well still.
Well, if that's the case and there you've got guys telling you that, then, man, you would think that the Texans should be all over that. But
if you can't get it done, at least you tried, right? Like, pick up the phone, whoever's in charge today.
But you don't know that they haven't done that. They may have actually done that.
That's true. But I'm just saying, whoever's in charge of being general manager on this day during the week of the four or five guys that get the role, just have a discussion. As long as you tried at the end of the day and we find out, hey, the Texans called several times trying to see if they get something done, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But don't sit back idly and say, hey, what we got is good enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. You can't look at this team and think you're okay on the offensive line. You just can't.
Exactly right. So, that's my point.
Go do
all right, that's hour number one. Still got 2 hours to go in the big show. That means if you want to join us, there's room for you. 713-780-3776. You can text that number. You can call that number. You can hit us on Facebook. Lots more to get to. Starting with hour number two right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.